All right, welcome to Stake Podcast, the student edition, with the lovely, the smart Karabo. Karabo, welcome to today's episode of Stake.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Karabo, we can't wait to hear from you and learn from you. Well, just to get things started, could you kindly introduce yourself? Tell us a bit about yourself and what you do. And what you're studying?
I'm Karabo Shabalala from Johannesburg in Midrand at Ivory Park. I'm studying diploma in hospitality in food and beverage management. As I'm a dancer and I love cooking.
Awesome. You heard it. She is studying hospitality in food. Beverages, and not that alone, she is a person of many talent, right? So Karabo, could you kindly share with us what built that interest to study hospitality?
As I said, I love cooking. Mm-hmm. Yes, I love cooking. I love coming with different recipes. Mm. So I saw an opportunity to study food and beverage for me to develop more recipes and for me to upgrade my cooking. Yes.
Awesome. You loved cooking. Could you kindly tell us, where did this all start? When did you start loving and thinking, cool, I need to go study this course?
I started cooking when I was 8 years mm-hmm. old. I was cooking eggs, tried to add some things. Mm. At home, they told me, I can see you love cooking. You should cook or open a business. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're the people who always put a smile on different individuals' faces because of the cooking. Could you kindly talk us through your course, right? What are the minimum requirements for one to achieve in matric in order for them to study this course?
To study diploma in hospitality, mm-hmm. you need 28 APS score. Mm-hmm. You need to calculate your levels you earn from high school. Then they have to give you 28 upwards for you to qualify to study diploma in hospitality.
28 upwards. And
yes.
Do you, those are APS scores, right?
Yes.
Do you mind sharing what are subjects are critical in order for you to qualify?
You need to have consumer studies. Mm-hmm. You need to have business studies. You need to have economics, business, consumer studies, and accounting, as well as mathematical literacy to qualify to study diploma in hospitality.
Interesting. At what stage are you at right now in this course?
I'm a second year.
I'm doing
my second year, yes.
Wonderful. And how do you compare second year to first year now that you're second year?
Second year, I feel like it's quite easy because the pressure I faced the more pressure last year.
Yeah.
This year, I can handle the pressure. I'm ready for anything. Mm. I know how to strategize them. My course. Mm. Yes, you have to plan. Yeah.
This year you're wiser and smarter than last year.
Yes.
So what are you doing differently this year that makes this year simpler compared to last year?
You have to study every day. At least mm-hmm. give yourself 2 hours every day. Study. Mm-hmm. When it comes exam time, it's easy for you to write. Unlike last year,
yeah.
I used to study 3 days before the exam. So you shouldn't do that as a student because you will totally fail. University is not the same as high school. Mm-hmm. I thought it's the same. Mm. Then I took advantage of it. It showed me flames.
Yeah. At least that was an early wake up call. No?
Yes.
So took us through your course again, the structure. How is it structured, like from first year, second year to third year?
It's actually the same.
Mm-hmm.
First year, it's just the theories, specifically theory.
Mm-hmm.
Second year, there's first 4 months in self,
mm-hmm.
then there's 6 months theoretical. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's third year, there's first theory, then last 4 months of in self.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's the 3 year course.
Okay.
Yes.
So meaning since you're second year and we're in the first semester of the year,
yes,
it means currently you're doing your in-service.
Yes.
Can't you talk us through this in-service? How is it going and how do you compare in-service from what you've been learning last year?
When you learn something practically, it's more easier than when you learn it theoretical.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite easy when you see that, oh, you've learned about this, now you're doing it practical.
Mm.
It's easy for you. It's very easy. The in-serve, it's quite nice.
Mm.
It's very interesting. Yes.
Awesome, awesome. With the subjects, how many subjects did you have last year, if I may ask?
I had 8 modules, yes.
You had 8 modules. And from the 8 modules so far with your in-service, which module can you say has been the most effective?
Financial management. I don't like financial management.
But that's the money.
Very challenging, but it's nice. Challenging subject, it's nice. Yes.
So is financial management one of your majors?
Yes.
And how many majors do you have in first year and minors? Sorry. How many majors and minors do you have in your first year?
Mm. The majors, I have 2 majors. And 2 majors and 6 minors.
6 minors.
Yes. 2 majors, which is accounting, financial management,
mm-hmm.
and management.
Okay.
That deals with business,
mm-hmm.
but it's upgraded.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite difficult. You have to like study to pass it.
Yeah.
Those minors, yeah, you just study just to understand and yeah.
And just pass.
Yes, you just pass.
With regards to your course, I know it says in its name hospitality and food beverages. What are the industry would one, which industry would one expect themselves to go into? Is it strictly restricted to restaurants and hotel, or can someone go in, do something else despite studying that course?
You can be in different departments,
mm-hmm.
but it's strictly hospitality industry everywhere.
Yeah.
You can like work in cruise liners.
Okay.
Yeah, in cruise liners, guest house manager.
Mm.
Yes, hotel management, food and bev manager, banqueting
mm-hmm.
establishment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those ones.
I like that you spoke about the different fields that one can work in terms of hospitality. Could you kindly talk to us, talk us through your course itself as hospitality and food beverages? Are there other type of hospitalities that are also being offered at your institution that differs from your course in general?
At CPT, we have 3 hospitalities that mm. are being offered.
Mm-hmm.
We have diploma in hospitality and hotel management.
Mm-hmm.
We have diploma in hospitality in professional cookery. We have diploma in food and beverage, which is the one I'm studying.
Mm-hmm.
I will start with the one I'm studying.
Yes.
Food and beverage management, it deals with restaurant and the bar.
Mm-hmm.
You are studying to be a food and bev manager. That's where you manage restaurant, all the restaurant. You have to be there. You're a food and bev manager.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's professional cookery. Professional cookery, you can hear it. you can hear. It's professional cookery. Yeah. You're a professional cooker. Yes, you'll be a chef. You'll get to work in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You'll be a head chef. You can be a head chef managing the young chefs. I don't know.
Yes.
Yes, you'll be managing them. Yeah, you don't cook. You're a head chef. You just manage the... Yes. And there's hotel management.
Yeah.
Hotel management, it deals with the reservations. It deals with the reservations and the housekeeping stuff,
mm-hmm.
where they work in the rooms, they change sheets and all that.
Oh.
Yes, they're preparing the rooms. Yeah.
100%. That's very interesting. Sounds very versatile.
Yes, the big industry.
So, currently, as you're doing your in-serve, do you perhaps, or have you partaken in any interesting project that you look back at like, wow, I nailed this?
Huh? Yes.
Could you kindly share one that you've partaken in?
As they hired me, mm-hmm. At the hotel,
mm-hmm.
I'm working as a hostess. As a hostess, you are the first people they see when the guests enter the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be professional, kindly greet them, make mm-hmm. them feel comfortable. Yes, you have to like be there. They will ask you a menu. They'll ask everything.
Mm-hmm.
You have to just show them because they see you first. When they arrive, you are there. I have to ask them their room numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they are included or not, they are included for dinner, they are included for lunch, breakfast. Mm-hmm. I have to like, we have a list from the receptionist. Mm-hmm. They make reservations.
Mm-hmm.
Then they give us the reservation list.
Mm-hmm.
The reservation list, it shows that the dinner is included or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have their room numbers, everyone that checked in. They pay for dinner at the reception. Then when they come to us, they just eat. If it's included, if they are walk-ins, I have to know if whether they are walk-ins or not.
Mm-hmm.
The walk-ins, they have to pay in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yes, those who are included, they don't pay. They already paid at the receptionist. So that's my work as a hostess there. I have to make sure everything is fine. If some guests, they usually like... check in when the reservations
mm-hmm.
list is out already. Mm-hmm. So I have to confirm with the reception. I have my phone there. I have to confirm with the reception whether this person is included for dinner. Did mm-hmm. she? Did mm-hmm. they pay for dinner yeah. or not? Then they will tell me she's eating. He's not eating.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna pay there. Yes, that's my work as a hostess. I have to make every guest like feel special. I have to walk around, talk to the guest. Yeah.
That doesn't sound easy because you have to smile the whole day.
Yeah, it doesn't sound easy. You have to smile, smile, smile.
And in that case, have you ever had that instance where you've dealt with complicated guests, and how do you deal with that?
Yeah, I had. The guests were complaining about the dish. They didn't like it because they know better about the dish. I don't know, in some restaurant, they cook it this way, they cook it this way. Maybe they were expecting like the same thing.
Mm.
So they complained. You have to calm them because they will write something on social media about the hotel. You have to calm them. You have to calm them. Then you have to quickly take yeah. their dish and refund them or make a better dish or how they like it.
Yeah.
Or you have to quickly call the manager to sort them out. You have to make sure you calm them. You have to make sure
yeah.
whether they are fine. And wow. you have to make or you have to offer something extra
yeah.
for free
wow.
to make them feel welcome. That's what I do. When I'm facing a difficult
situation,
custom, yeah.
Seems like you require a lot of patience, eh? Oh, it's not for the faint-hearted.
It's not.
Within the season of you doing your in-serve, have you got subjects that you probably are writing tests for or handing in assignments for and stuff? How many are those subjects? If you do, how many subjects do you have currently?
I have one, the one I'm repeating.
Oh, snap.
Yes.
And how are you managing working in such a very demanding environment and also dealing with that subject?
It's not easy at all. I only attend online classes because I can't make it to campus. I have to come to work.
Yeah.
The manager will also give you a tough time. You have to be at work.
Mm-hmm.
Every day you have to be at work. You have to come back, study, because there are assignments. It's not easy at all, but you just have to manage. Attend online classes, yes. Get more information on YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah, it will help because you don't attend face-to-face classes.
Saying that you have to attend online classes and also you have to be at work, how are your working hours like and what time are your regular classes?
Yeah, my classes are not in the same time.
Mm-hmm.
See, I attended 8. If I attended 8, I can make it because I usually work late shift.
Mm.
Yeah, when it's at 8, I can attend. But still, I'm tired from yesterday.
Before, the before.
I can't attend.
Yes.
I just study at home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to campus. I just do that.
Mm.
Yes.
That's very tough and interesting. So, follow-up question right now is that, what do you consider as being the biggest lesson you have learned so far within these 2 years of studying hospitality in food and beverages? Pardon me. Yeah.
Biggest lesson.
Yeah, you have learned so far in the past 2 years.
The biggest lesson... As I feel is that you have to study every day. You have to like study every day. When you have time, while it's still early, not late. Yeah, you have to study early. Just study every day. So it can be easy for you because when you study under pressure, you won't make it. You won't make it.
So now follow up on that as well. What advice have you got for Karabo, the Karabo in who we are winding back the clock, right? To the Karabo was probably in grade 11, still deciding on what to do after they're done with school. What advice have you got to that Karabo or anyone in grade 12 or grade 11 who opt to study what you're studying?
I can say do anything with passion. Any chance you get, do it with passion. You'll go far. Yeah, you'll go far.
You've heard it. Simple but straightforward. Do it with passion.
Yes.
And you'll go far. Yes. Quote that. You need to quote that. So last but not least, any future goals?
Yes.
Yeah. Could you kindly share?
Yes. My future goals is to be a flight attendant.
Awesome.
Yes, as I meet all the requirements they need. I'm tall.
Yeah.
I have everything, smile, slim, everything. I just can't swim. I'm working on it. I want to be a flight attendant, travel around the world. It's nice, very nice. And quite a nice money. Earning.
Certainly we believe so. We know that the next time we see you, we'll be seeing you posting pictures or videos of you in Dubai, in Vienna, around the world, you know,
just
traveling and doing your thing. But nonetheless, Karabo, thank you so much for coming to this episode. You have been a blessing. I've enjoyed this time and I know our guests also enjoy this time and I've learned from you. So we want to wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Let's say peace.
Peace.